Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Well, you're back from Hawaii and welcome to Snowpocalypse.
Wait, I'm freaking out over your NSYNC sweatshirt. I just noticed
Did you just notice that? I got this on NSYNC.com if anyone is interested. They have really cute merch, actually.
Oh my God.
I know. Really cute. Yeah, I was going to say NSYNC was not my first concert, obviously, but a boy band was. New Kids on the Block.
Oh, and really?
So, yeah. I've always, since I've been younger, I've just been like a big fan of boy bands. So when I actually did not want NSYNC to come back, though. I know that sounds weird, but like when everyone was getting so excited because they were going to do a reunion, I thought it was going to cheapen Justin Timberlake and it made me upset and I didn't want him to do it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I feel like it kind of fizzled.
Well, because I don't think there was, I think they were just doing it for press, like for clicks. They made a song for the Trolls album.
Yeah.
The second Trolls. And then I think that was it. Yeah. I'm just kind of over the clickbait stuff, you know?
Yep.
Anyway, that's a little off topic for you guys. But we are experiencing major snow happening in Nashville. I don't know where you guys are that are listening, but it is like wild times over here in the northeast-ish area. Truly. And you actually did really come back from Hawaii into this.
Into it. And I got delayed. I ended up having to, I was supposed to be home on, I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Last Friday. Okay.
I'm sorry. Monday of this week. Monday night. Oh. I was supposed to be home. And I didn't get home until Tuesday morning because we flew Sunday night, an overnight flight from Maui to Salt Lake City. And then it was just like cancel. Everyone's flights were getting canceled. So I had to get really creative. I just wanted to get as close to Nashville as I could so that I could be either in like Austin or Dallas or Atlanta, a city that has like, I knew wasn't going to get hit with the snow, but would have lots of flights to Nashville in the morning. So that's what I ended up flying into Austin and spending the night in Austin and got on a very early flight to Nashville the next day. So
crazy.
It could have been a lot worse because some people were in Salt Lake City until Wednesday.
I have a friend still stuck in Puerto Rico, which I mean, I know, tough place to be stuck, but her kids are here. She and her boyfriend went on like a weekend vacation for his birthday and they have not been able to get back. She texted me this morning and she was like, "Oh my God, the flights are canceled again." It's crazy. And she's like, I mean, I know this is like, I don't want to whine about being stuck in Puerto Rico, but first of all, it's expensive and not what I was like thinking that I was paying for. They're saying they've been there now 4 extra days. And then second of all, she's like, my kids, like they're at home. I think they're with grandparents, thankfully. But, you know, she's like, one, I miss them. Two, it's just like a lot to ask my mom to do. It's just, that's a lot.
Snowed in with kids too.
Exactly.
Hopefully they had enough groceries and stuff.
I know, exactly. Like, there's just a lot of things to think about there. But yeah, it really kind of took me off guard how much we shut down. I think a lot of the northern places do a lot better with snow than we do here in Nashville, just because it's like, we don't have the equipment, we don't get as much snow. So when it snows like this, that I don't even know how many inches we got, but the whole city shuts down, like everything. I've been having like pandemic vibe triggers. Like, it, like all my shoots this week went away. I have a fitting next week that no packages can get delivered for, which is like super stressful.
Yeah. And
it's just like weird, like, okay, you got to kind of settle in, I guess. I don't know. There's no other choice.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, I didn't even think about like the fallout of like packages being delivered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Yikes. Wild.
Well, you know, it's as long as we're all happy and healthy, it's what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Words of wisdom from Chip Dorsch.
I mean, my favorite
What are we going to do?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. That is true. Well, you and I were talking before we got on the podcast and we were like, you know, this is actually kind of case in point of really having to stick to your guns when you set an intention. Because last week we were on the podcast and we're both, you know, saying our words of the year and we're really setting our intentions for 2024. And then earlier this week I had on a numerology expert and she asked, I mean, she brought up, I brought up the topic of the 8 year because you and I had been also discussing that. And so she really kind of like dissected that, told the listeners exactly what that means, and then also how to work with the energy. Because as much as, you know, the social media world is talking about an 8 year being just all about prosperity, there is more to it. And so just be really kind of being aware of the different energies so that you can know when stuff starts to come up in your life, oh, this is here to teach me something kind of mentality. So we've had that. And then you and I were just talking earlier and we're like, yeah, you set all these intentions and then wah, 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 here goes here life. Life yeah. happens. Life Curve be ball. Life in. Yeah. And so how do you stick to the intentions that you set when things don't go as planned?
I mean, it's a really good question. And I, you know, it's to, even today, I'm supposed to fly tomorrow morning to Georgia for some shows this weekend. And my coworker called me this morning. She's like, I'm really freaking out. I'm just going to drive this morning. And it got me swirling. And I was like, can I get my dog to where he needs to be? I have so much that I need to do. This is just like a waterfall effect that's going to really ruin the end of my week. And
right.
And I finally was like, fuck it. I'm not going to change a thing. I'm going to see what the world does today. I'm going to see what cards I have tomorrow to play. And if my flight gets delayed, I'm just going to drive in the morning and I'll have all day to do it. And I'll just have to drive carefully and all the things. And, you know, I think part of it is like, you know, no matter what you believe in, I just love this phrase, like, let go and let God.
Yeah.
And because the more we try to control the things that we can't control, the more frustrating it is. And I think, like you said, there are lessons in everything.
Mm-hmm. Even when we don't want them.
Even when we don't want them. And, you know, so I have, you know, I've already had some challenges to what was like on paper going to be like the most fantastic beginning of a year. And I, you know, I've had to look at myself in the mirror and be like, not today, Satan, like not today. And, you know, I'm like trying very hard to make 2024 Chip a very different version than 2023, where I let a lot of things get to me that I shouldn't have let get to me. And I'm just trying to like control my own power. And I know my word was explore.
Yeah. But,
so to sort of pull this back to that, you know, I was in Maui last week and it was fantastic. And I wish I had made the decision to just stay.
you're like, guys, I'm moving to Maui.
I'm moving to Maui. But, you know, there were amazing lessons. One of my friends that I hadn't seen probably in 15 years lives there, was gravely affected by the fires. Like, she lived in Lahaina, the town that like disappeared, was wiped off the map.
Jeez, yeah.
And you know, it's she and her partner, she's not married to the guy, but like they are basically are married. They had a business called Gung Ho Sailing. It was this like beautiful sailboat that he had sort of built himself and customized himself, that it burned in the harbor. So they were left with nothing except for this rental property that they'd purchased a couple months before. And so they've had to move into that. And at one point they had 13 people living in a 3-bedroom because they were housing They were housing friends and family.
13 people.
A three-bedroom, one bath.
The one bath. That is like, okay, wow.
Yeah. So, and it kind of is what it is. And like seeing her and like reconnecting with her and really hearing the stories from the inside, because, you know, all we've been fed is what the media is giving us. And, you know, that's not a dig on the media. It just is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then there's obviously the conspiracy theories and all the things that, you know, other people feed us. But getting to talk to her and like see how she's just kind of like living in her peace and like leaning into, she's had studied Buddhism and she's leaned into that a lot. And it's like, it kind of is what it is, like to sit there and be mad and sad and not try to put one foot in front of the other and figure it out isn't going to do anybody any good. Mm-hmm. And so they're living one day at a time, you know. She used the words financial ruin. You know, it's a lot, like, and you know, in fact, because she was a resident of Lahaina, she lost her house and she has a drive on pass to get into there's only two ways into Lahaina town, the little town that was like Front Street where all the shops and businesses, and we're like 2,000 to 3,000 homes down there, all, you know, for the most part gone.
Yeah.
Except for the very rare like house that wasn't touched. They have it blockaded because it's really toxic. You know, like it burns so hot, like the pipes, the PVC pipes under the ground melted. That's how hot it was.
God.
And like, you know, metal was melting, like things that like should not melt in a fire, like melted. And they are getting ready to start cleanup. So they're allowing residents to go in and try and like dig through stuff to see if there's anything that they want to save. Or like, for example, if your house had like a wall around the yard, you can spray paint on it like keep wall, so that when they do the cleanup, they'll leave the wall so that that remains part of your structure when you go back into rebuild. So she had a drive-on pass and she was like, do you want to go see it? And part of me felt really sort of like, it felt morose. And I was like, oh, this is kind of dark, like looking at other people's loss. But I thought like, well, shit, no one, like my word is explore, like so few people in the world are going to actually get to see this, like
seriously,
not in photos or on video.
Yeah.
And so we drove in and like we left the windows up. We had the air conditioning recycling, so we weren't breathing the air that was on the outside, and we didn't get out of the car. But it was just like, it was a lesson. She was like, there's my house. All that was standing was like a really burnt like washer dryer unit. Everything else. And then there was some cinder block that didn't burn. And it's like, it's crazy. And this, and to see her resilience and the hope that these people still have about rebuilding is, it was a lesson to sort of just absorb and know that like having a couple flights canceled doesn't really fucking mean shit.
100%.
You know, like it doesn't mean anything. So it's like, but I catch myself like getting really stressed and putting a lot of like value in these things. And I'm just like, I'm gonna let go and let God this year and try and, you know, make the best of whatever cards I'm dealt. And so that's sort of where I'm coming at this week with all this craziness that's surrounding us. And it's, no one could control this. This is no one's fault.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a part of a getting older or if it's because we experienced something like a pandemic where in our lifetime, where everything just stopped and there was literally no control. I mean, I think some people maybe kept their jobs, and we've talked about this a lot, like a lot of us didn't. And so there was just everything that you kind of thought you maybe had power over or control over, you quickly realized during that time, like you didn't. And so you have no option, right? And I think even in the following years, it's been this thing of people being like, oh, it's, you know, life's going to go back to normal. And it's like, there is no old normal that will ever exist again. Like we are continuing to see that life is just different now, and it will continue to be, I believe. And things like that fire in Maui are the perfect example of a lot of the natural disasters we've experienced. And whatever you believe, if you believe that that is just fluke, or if you believe like me, like there's the universe is intentionally doing this to like help us evolve as humans and to kind of bring us back to the bigger picture of why we're all here. It, whatever it is, it's happening and you can't deny it. Like that is something, what you saw in Maui, I haven't experienced seeing a fire, but where I'm from, we have floods, you know, after hurricanes and stuff. And my grandparents lost their house completely in a flood and their whole neighborhood went away. And I've never experienced devastation like that. And I don't think that like seeing it on the news, you know, I think a lot of us are lucky enough to never have to experience that in a lifetime. But when you see it face to face like that, and you, it kind of can sink into your brain of the loss, like the amount of loss. But you look around at the people and they're like, yeah, but we're alive. Like you start to really value the basic things in life that we take for granted on a day to day constantly.
Yeah.
And like you said, if she's into the Buddhist stuff, I would imagine it's like, we don't know if this is good or bad. It's like, it happened. It is what it is, but it's how you deal with it and how it teaches you and how you treat people through it and the things that you learn and gain actually from it.
Yeah. Yeah. She, it was interesting too, because obviously they lost everything. I mean, it was whatever they could carry out was what they kept. And, you know, we would be like talking about a memory or something. She'd be like, oh yeah, I had those, but nope, those are burnt too.
Yeah.
She can't even remember everything that she's lost because it is all gone.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like building, and in a way it's like she sees it as a bit of like freeing to, there's, you know, there's some
because
freedom.
Because stuff is
stuff. Like, is stuff.
She has her life, she has the people she loves, and it's like when you get broken down to that, I think you go, wow, this is what actually matters. Like this is what's important. If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
Guess what, Bango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
So you've still been able to explore, though, it sounds like.
Oh, and then, you know, she took me on. So my last day was Sunday. My flight wasn't until 9 p.m. And mm-hmm. I didn't have any sort of work obligation. So she picked me up in the morning and, like, took me to a local beach and showed me her surf beaches and took me to the best sandwich shop. And we went up and she was like, do you want to, like, get in the river? And I was like, there's a river? And she was like, yeah, there's a river in Maui. It's, you know, it's basically that brings the water down from the mountains. It was freezing. But, like, we hiked the river and I got in and it was really fucking cold.
Did you do a cold plunge, basically?
Yeah. Yeah. I went all the way on. Like, it wasn't deep enough to, like, just go in. Like, you had to slowly, like, sit down on these rocks with the flowing water. And then I, like, laid back and it was like, that was all I needed. I'm out. It woke me up. I was like, I'm getting out of here.
You got it.
But yeah, she was able to show me, like, sides of, like, the non-tourist side of Maui, which was really beautiful. I mean, it's like the landscape is just unbelievable. You can't believe it's CGI. It's just not real.
Not even. It's it looks like a postcard. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like what, you know, Disney tries to build mm-hmm. when you're, like, going on a ride and you're like, is this real or did Disney come in and build this?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. But
to me, that just sounds like the thing that keeps going in my head is, like, that is truly living. What you just mm-hmm. described to me, you were in the present moment, just enjoying the beauty that the universe, like, those moments where you see what the universe can create and it's so beautiful that it looks fake. Does that not make you go, okay, if you try to tell me that there's something bigger than me that creates all this, like, whatever it is you believe in, how can you deny that? Like, when you stand next to an ocean, I was in the desert 2 weeks ago and I was just, like, looking around at these big, huge boulders, like, and just the vastness of the desert, just like you could, it went on as far as I could see. And I just remember being like, this is that feeling when you see the mountains, whatever it is, that it's just like, I cannot deny that there is something so much bigger than me, a higher power of some kind that creates this, because, like, I couldn't make this shit.
No, it's unbelievable. It's like,
yeah,
when you see these, the ravines and these, like, just mountainsides that are straight up and there's trees growing on them. Like, mm-hmm. life is happening, you know, like, it's the willingness for all of these organisms to just survive and live. We're just at one of those organisms and accepting the beauty and the complexity and all the things of life. Mm-hmm. Is truly the only way to survive it and to thrive and to regenerate and all of the things. And, you know, I left there being like, you know what? I could sell my house tomorrow and go live on a beach and have to live frugally for the rest of my life. But I know that there is a heaven that is, like, on earth right now that I could live and not have to deal with the stresses of the rat race that we put ourselves in, but mm-hmm. we do it because it's what we want to do, or we do it because it's something that we feel like we need to do.
It's just programming. It's what we all believe we have to do.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. But it's really an amazing feeling when you recognize, like, you don't need any of it.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, no. It's all right there. I could have put a cup in that stream and drank that water and been fine. You know, it's mm-hmm. like the freshest, cleanest water coming from the mountaintops of Maui.
I just think it's so, to me, the thing that keeps popping out is that you experienced seeing such, like, great devastation mm-hmm. and such beauty in one trip. You know, you saw both sides of it, which I think is, like, such a good metaphor for life in general. And sometimes it is through that deep devastation that we end up finding the greatest joy.
Right.
So it's like you experienced it in a couple days of just, like, the two completely opposite things. And that's just, like, that is a life summary right there.
Well, and seeing, like, the grass starting to grow back in Lahaina or, like, buds on trees or plants that are starting to flower. It's like it will come. It, like, life will go on.
Mm-hmm.
And nature, you know, we have to remind ourselves that we are part of nature. Like
100%. Yeah.
We do a lot to sort of fuck with nature and rail against it and get in nature's way. But, like, in the end, nature will win and life will continue, mm-hmm. Whether or not we're here. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important for us to recognize that, like, we should do everything that we can to support nature and and just thrive.
Yeah. And enjoy. So, take it in.
And enjoy it.
In the moment, like to be present in that. Like, actually, I'm looking out my window right now and it looks really fucking cold outside. That's for one. But I've never had snow in my yard stick this long. Like, it is actually
amazing.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is weird to be sort of like trapped inside, but whenever I look outside, I did go walk in my neighborhood. I almost busted like four times yesterday trying to walk.
Oh no, break your wrist.
It's just icy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I'm like such a Louisiana girl. Like I just, it's like, no matter how long I've lived here, and we've just now in Nashville, I feel like consistently started to get one big snowstorm a year. And so I'm still like, you know, like I feel like a bird learning how to walk. And
right.
Kind of
right.
Stuff. But yeah, it really is so beautiful and it is kind of what you make of it. So,
yeah, I mean, it's for those who don't know, like they're saying we got a year's worth of snow in less than 24 hours in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I mean, I probably have got 7 or 8 inches at my house.
Oh yeah.
And I haven't touched my dog's gone in the backyard, but I haven't been out there. So it's still really pristine and beautiful. It's crazy. I think tonight's going to ruin it though, because it's going to be a mix of like rain and slush.
Rain and ice and yeah, weirdness. Yeah. So. Well, my word was discipline. And so that was a really interesting one to go into this week with, because I had all these plans. You know, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be consistent with my workouts and I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do X. I'm going to do Y. And again, the universe is like, yo, bitch, just when you think you're in control, we're going to go ahead and switch some things up for you and see how you deal. But it, you know, it's been interesting because I would say that it was really cool to me when you were like, let's talk about this because I want to tell this story. Because I thought to myself, well, that's really interesting because I've been doing that as well with my word, like still trying to apply it amongst a weird situation and kind of like a chaotic situation is what it feels like, because everything gets canceled and everyone goes into panic mode and everyone's trying to reschedule. And then it's like, you know, whatever, it's all the things. But the weird thing about my word, it wasn't like, okay, so the workouts, I've still worked out every day. Like I've, you know, made myself get off the couch and actually do my things. I will have you guys know, I did finally clean out my closet upstairs. So there are some pluses.
Good like, work.
I'm starting to organize. I am getting my office straight as well. I've been talking about that for years, basically, but specifically the last couple of months on the podcast, we've been talking about it. And this kind of is the thing that it took for me to actually do it, because I'm just stuck in here. So that's good. But the main thing that I'm finding that I'm really like trying to have discipline with, which isn't something I'm always aware of, is my mind. And the big thing with this week was like, first of all, I'm like, I have the most massive PMS. So, and all my girls out there know, like sometimes your mind is the hardest part of PMS, because things will start happening and you like in your brain, you make up a scenario and it feels so fucking real. Like, or you know, someone says something to you and you personalize it. And it's like the normal things that you could maybe get yourself out of are that like, Chip, if you heard, you would be like, wait, what? That upset you? It's just like so upsetting when you're
right,
PMSing.
Right.
And that's the best way I can explain it. But so being trapped in your house while PMSing and not being able to see a human and like kind of having like triggers of the pandemic where work is starting to go away. Luckily in this situation, it's coming back. But like there were all the recipes for disaster for my brain is what
right.
I'm saying.
Right.
So my discipline has been, okay, when I go to a negative thought, I have been really trying to focus on catching myself in that. And I make myself say 5 things I'm grateful for. Because you know that thing where it's like, you can't have gratitude and anxiety at the same time. Like it's humanly impossible.
Yep.
And the day before the snowstorm hit, I was driving home and I was at the stoplight nearest my house, and it's like a main road. And so there's one or two homeless people that'll sometimes come out there and like ask for money. And this woman that's out there a lot actually came up to my car, which threw me because she usually just sits on her corner, you know, but she walked up to my car and it startled me so bad that I like waved her away. And I have not been able to stop thinking about her all week. Like I'm just like devastated by it, you know, because I like kind of caught eyes with her, but I was so stressed out in the moment for some reason. Like it threw me so bad. And then the light turned green and I just drove away. And then I'm like, where is she this week? You know, like it's so cold outside. I think like there was one day that it got to 0 degrees here. And I just keep thinking about the people who don't have homes. Like, I'm just like really upset by it, you know? And yeah. So anyway, whenever I get a negative thought stuck in this house, literally I just say to myself, like, I have a roof over my head. I have heat. Right. I have food in my refrigerator. It doesn't matter anything that happens. Like, my basic needs are provided for today. And I'm super lucky to have that because not everyone does. And so it's kind of put me back in that space of whatever. And then speaking of the homeless people, I did post on my Instagram a place that you guys can go donate, especially if you're local in Nashville. But it's like Home Street Home Tennessee is the one I posted. But anyway, like, yeah, thinking about these people, it's like, you know, why do we get to come? Why did I come to this lifetime? And why do I have a house that I live in? And why does she not? Like, I can't get that out of my head. Right. And it's just like not taking that kind of shit for granted and getting stuck. Like, I'm such a feeler. So sometimes I just have the big feelings are just overwhelming and I can get lost in them. And I just am not letting myself do that this week because ultimately, like, there is just so much more to be grateful for. So I still have applied my word as well. And it's more about like a mental game than I thought it would be.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal Podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I think that's actually, when I really look back, I'm like, isn't that what everything with discipline is, though? It's just like 100%. Not letting yourself go to the place of, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. It's just like stepping into it instead anyway. And this week, mine has been like, I'm going to stay grateful, even when I'm start to be like, wah, wah, you know, my packages aren't coming in and I'm stressed right. out.
it's so easy to talk yourself out of things.
Oh my God.
Know? Or talk so yourself easy. Into the negative. And, you know, it's the jobs that we do throw us curveballs all the time. So it can be very difficult to like properly manage your time. And that in and of itself is challenging and can make sort of a domino effect where you're like, yeah. Oh, well, then I'm going to let that thing go and I don't have time to get to the gym or I don't have time to cook totally. Myself a healthy meal or whatever. But when you actually have the discipline to like do what you need to do to take care of yourself, it feels really good at the end of the day.
I've been sleeping
great. To
know
great. That you achieve it.
It's so interesting because I have gone to bed every night with a sense of satisfaction because I've kept true to what I said I was going to do. And what I'm realizing is when you say you're going to do something and you follow through with it, it really is an act of love to yourself.
Right.
It's like the most loving thing we can do to keep showing up for yourself. You know, you don't abandon yourself with what you said. It's like, I know I can count on myself right now. And that actually is giving me a sense of self-worth and value. And then I want to go do that with every other relationship I have or give it to other people. And it does just kind of keep you in a much, I don't know if I want to say happier. It's more, yeah, I guess it's like a happier, more positive mindset because again, you're remembering the basics, you know, like
yeah.
not getting wrapped up in the shit that, like you said, we're so lucky to have the jobs we have, even though sometimes they are stressful. Like everyone's job is. It's just
exactly.
like, I don't know. But I will say this, one of the other things I learned was that like the pandemic, I think really taught me in a new way to ebb and flow, but also to do crisis management. Like it's like, so the packages I'm talking about, and I know this probably sounds really minuscule to a lot of people, but I have a client going to the Grammys and like that's stressful because as much as it might not seem like it matters because it's clothes, like, of course it matters in the celebrity world, you know?
Absolutely.
And like everyone's judged on that and you want your client to be happy and them to feel great and all the things. And like, I want to be able to do my job to the best of my ability. And so immediately I went into like, okay, do we need to have a backup schedule? Like trying to reschedule stuff that works with his plans when he's in town and right. they have a lot of other demanding things. And like a fitting is just one of the many things on an artist's schedule. And, you know, it's just managing it all. And I just immediately was able to do some things that I probably wouldn't have even thought to do after, you know, before the pandemic, I mean. So
right.
now we have new tools. Look at us. Look at us.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, iterating is really important in I think all aspects of life because of the unknown, you know, like,
yeah.
And the unknown is a constant. So I think it's not just when it snows or when there's a pandemic. It's like there is always the unknown that is lurking out there. And I think we have to sort of welcome it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thrive under sort of that sort of pressure, which is a good thing because I need to have that tool, but it also causes me to procrastinate a bit because I know that I thrive under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I constantly am working on being better about getting further ahead of things and making sure things are done further in advance. So that I don't have to thrive under pressure constantly.
Yeah.
It's just everything is squared away. But that said, I think, you know, we all have to be open to the unknown and be willing to sort of navigate it when it comes our way.
Also, it's good just to circle back to the beginning of the podcast. It's like to be open to the unknown, but also because that's where all the lessons are anyway.
100%.
So, you know, we could miss this moment right now. And that was what I wanted to do at the beginning of the week. And then the further that the week has gone and the more I've like really settled into, yeah, you're not leaving this house this week, probably.
Right.
The easier it's gotten to kind of pay attention to, oh shit, I am wanting to go negative again. And like, how do I remember? Like, yeah, like I'm sitting here with a blanket on my lap right now with a roof over my head and like, that is something to really be grateful for this week. So
yes,
get out of your shit, go be disciplined and do something. And like, that's, it's just been really helpful. I don't know. So anyway, if you guys have any ways that you're sticking to your words this year, I think that was kind of our point today, was this, we just wanted to come back on and go, okay, we set these intentions and then the universe was like, haha, gotcha. And threw us some new, like, kind of ways that we weren't expecting. And then how do you stick to it? Because I think that's probably what's going to happen throughout the year anyway. And it's what's continued to happen in the last couple of years, but that's fucking life, right? So
yeah.
Just learning to ebb and flow with it and stick to what your intentions are still, though, and just finding new ways to do that.
Yeah, I know that it's a challenge for me because I'm one of those people that, like, I used to make these like resolution lists that were like 25 things long.
Like completely unrealistic.
Completely unrealistic. And I find that just like narrowing it down to one word and trying to make decisions based on that goal.
Yeah.
Is a much easier thing to do. Because I put them in my phone so I can look back at what my resolutions were at 2015, you know, and it's just crazy because it's the like, same ones are on cute. 16 and 17 and 18.
You right, because you didn't actually
I
do
didn't
it.
I didn't do them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys can always email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. We'd love to hear your stories and your words of the year. You can also hit me up on Instagram. I'm at @velvetsedge. Chip?
I'm at Chip Dorsch. It's ChipDorsch.
And as you guys go into the weekend, no matter what's happening in your world and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
I really almost threw myself by trying to throw something new in. But
I could see you calculating it.
I was like,
you got it.
We did it though. We did it. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.